We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
So Leslie Frazier, the Bills defensive coordinator, who has been a really strong candidate for the last several days for the Houston Texans, is going for a second interview.
In the 3 years in Minnesota as a head coach, it was ugly.
Leslie Frazier is, in fact, out in Minnesota.
The word is the Vikings have fired their head coach, Leslie Frazier, finishing 5-10-1 this season. So, again, just 5 wins.
Anybody who's surprised about this hadn't been following the track of a team that went 3-13, 10-6, and then 5 wins. That gets a coach fired.
You're in it to win it. And when we don't win, there's not a whole lot you can get excited about in our business. It's all about winning the game.
If I were to wait, if I'm a Texans fan, if I'm going to be honest, if I wake up and it's Leslie Frazier, I'm going to fire the alarm clock out of the window and I'm going to turn back around and take my happy ass back to sleep.
Sports Radio 610 presents former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner and Ron the Show Hughley. It's Clint Sterner and the Show. It's the Search Update.
That's right. At the top of each hour, we give you the latest on the Texans. And as we took out Leslie Frazier there in that open, the latest is Leslie Frazier. Today, at some point, we'll be expecting to hear that his in-person interview was completed. So, Clint, if you are the Texans and you have Leslie Frazier in, what are the 2-3 major things that you are trying to get out of today's interview from Leslie Frazier?
Well, I think the big one is the staff, right? I mean, talked about this probably in the first interview. Which staff members have you gone back to and have you got commitments from to join you if you do get a head coaching job? Word on the street is that Leslie Frazier has been putting a staff together for some time now. So I would imagine that a big part of today is who's confirmed, right? Who's committed? Who's coming with you? Who's not afraid of the dysfunction? Who's not afraid of the Deshaun Watson issues? I think that's first and foremost. I think there's probably, a need for Leslie Frazier to have a written plan of how you take over a 4-win organization. How do you overcome the initial dysfunction? What are the steps? What are the plans to get the organization out of this dysfunction immediately? You don't just show up and think that you're good enough to pep talk guys out of a 4-12 situation. And there's got to be a plan in place. Where does it start? What does it consist of? Who are the critical members? And then I think the third thing, if Leslie Frazier is your guy, I think this is a guy that Jack Easterby and Nick Caserio can be very involved with throughout the entire process. And to all depths, right? In the locker room, draft, free agent signings, staff building, what your offensive staff look like. And so I think that there's going to be a time in this meeting where the rubber meets the road. Jack Easterby and Nick Caserio make it very clear that Leslie Frazier's getting hired and they're going to be involved in what goes on moving forward. And this is how it's going to be. I would imagine that those guys are going to set that precedence pretty quick, and today's face-to-face interview would be a time for that conversation. So staff, the overall staff, football staff, coaching staff, immediate plan to overcome issues, and I think there's going to have to be a real come-to-Jesus meeting between Nick Easterby, Nick Caserio, Jack Easterby, and Leslie Frazier.
I think the 3 points that you made are probably the correct ones. The one and only thing to me would be, Leslie, what's your plan on how to handle Deshaun?
Yeah, good luck.
What's your plan in terms of how moving forward to try to help us get Deshaun back? Now, I don't know if that's a real question they're wondering with him, but that would be mine.
Well,
that would be mine if I'm trying to bring in a coach.
Can I tell you why I left it out? Because word on the street is that they don't matter if they hire Eric Bieniemy, Deshaun Watson still not changing course. So he's clearly got a problem with management. He's got a problem with Jack Easterby, Cal McNair. And I'm not going to throw Nick Caserio in there because I don't even know if Nick's talked to Deshaun yet. So, you know, I think the problems are with the higher-ups, and I don't think Leslie Frazier's qualified to step into that mess. And if I was him, I wouldn't try to step in that mess at all. I'd let Cal McNair and Jack Easterby decide how they're going to handle it. They made the bed. Hell, they need to sleep in it. So that's the reason I left him off, but I can't disagree with you. He's got to do all that he can do to get four back in the boat.
That's the latest. Leslie Frazier expected to have his interview at some point today, tomorrow followed by David Culley as well. Today is a big day, Clint. Today is a huge day in this coaching search. I think it's the first real big day because many of you who are Eric Bieniemy supporters who want him to be in, or anybody not named Leslie Frazier, maybe you're a Matt Eberflus supporter, today is a nervous day. Today is a nervous day because if Leslie Frazier is the leader in the clubhouse, which many people think, and he gets an in-person interview today, there is a chance that he could wow the Texans enough where this is it.
Yeah, I'm scared as hell. There's no doubt about it. Because, look, I want the Texans to do well. I want Deshaun Watson to be the quarterback of the Texans. I want them to win ball games moving forward. I want this organization to go hire the best candidate, regardless of what his rap sheet looks like, or regardless whether he's rough around the edges, or I don't care. I want an ascending candidate that is going to help this football team win games immediately. And I don't know that Leslie Frazier meets that standard, right? So I'm scared as hell. And here's why. Here's one reason why. Is this is Jack Easterby's dream hire, man. Uh-huh. I read an article about an hour ago. It said the title of it. They referred to Leslie Frazier as the mild-mannered mastermind from Mississippi. Mild-mannered.
Philadelphia, Mississippi, to be exact.
Was he really Philadelphia?
Yeah.
That mild-mannered,
I think,
mastermind is a guy. I think the running back from Oklahoma is one of them from Philadelphia, Mississippi.
Chris Jones is from Philadelphia, Mississippi. I'm pretty sure Leslie.
Well, you've named half the population of Philadelphia, Mississippi now. If they've got all three of these guys from.
And they all win championships.
but this is Jack Easterby's dream hire, right? Anybody that's labeled as a mild-mannered mastermind from Mississippi, and you read his bio. Or you read an article on him, and within the first paragraph, they're already referring to, church and prayer and spiritual relationships with folks. This is Jack Easterby's dream hire, and this is a guy that I believe will allow Jack Easterby to have free reign throughout.
No, it's shaping up. For you, if you are like the two of us, Eric Bieniemy supporters, you should be nervous as hell today, as Clint said. You should be nervous as hell because I think, Clint, they are hunting for Leslie Frazier to blow him away in some form or fashion. Or there's two things. They're looking for a reason for Leslie Frazier to blow him away. Or this is, I think as OG has said, this has been the plan the whole way. And Leslie Frazier has been the plan the whole way, and this is just the step. But they are looking for that. Like, if we start to hear, okay, things went great out of this, or maybe even the next couple of days we start to hear they're getting close, that's why this is important, all right? He seems like to be the guy, as you said yesterday and just now, that fits what they want, fits how they want to work things. Now they're meeting with him in person. Now they're having a real conversation. This one, to me, is serious. This is the most serious that I felt something might happen since the beginning.
Yeah, well, when you get the face-to-face interviews, obviously they're serious candidates, right? And when you really dial into what the Texans are capable of doing, That's what makes you nervous is that, I don't think it makes any sense. It makes zero sense to hire Leslie Frazier and not have a second Zoom interview with Eric Bieniemy. And that's what would happen if they hired Leslie Frazier today. I think it. I think it's a major mistake and a missed opportunity to hire the best candidate available this offseason for a vacant head coach spot if you hire Leslie Frazier and you don't even wait out Eric Bieniemy and sit down with him and flip the stones of the offensive coordinator, integral part of one of the most explosive offenses to ever be put together in the NFL. And to take an NFL field.
Since he's been the OC, first in yards, first in points, and top QBR rating.
Part of an organization that three straight years have been to the AFC Championship. They won it twice. They've been in the Super Bowl twice. They've won one Super Bowl. They're planning for it again here shortly. I just think it would be a major mistake to hire Jack Easterby's dream coach and not sit down with Eric Bieniemy. I can't allow myself in any way, shape, or form to understand why. But that's precisely why this scares me, is because this is a move that I could see the Texans making immediately.
It's on brand. What'd you say? He's the mild-mannered man.
Mild-mannered mastermind from Mississippi.
I just thought of this. Didn't they say they was looking for somebody who was an extrovert?
Yep. Face of the organization.
Face of the organization. Because,
out front.
Because Nick Caserio is kind of he's an introvert. He's an introvert. And Cal is Cal. They want somebody who's an extrovert. A guy, the face. And they go get the mild-mannered guy from Mississippi. Columbus, Mississippi. I apologize. Not Philadelphia.
They say Philly.
It's like, they just flip-flop more than anything. Unless we're about to see a new Leslie Frazier. Unless we're about to see a Leslie Frazier who is, to come up, he's going to do a cartwheel.
Hell, I hope it's a new Leslie Frazier. I mean.
Not the Leslie Frazier.
Look here, not the one. I hope it was not the head coach that was in Minnesota. Second worst defensive-minded head coach. First year in Minnesota, lost 13 games. Second worst defense in the NFL. Little improvement in 2012. They won 10 games, lost in the first round, 14th best defense in the NFL. 2013, worst defense in the NFL and lost 10 games. That is hard to sell as a defensive-minded head coach, that kind of track record. That's hard. That when you're juggling, the evidence that's out there of Leslie Frazier juggling head coach duties and defensive coordinator duties, or what defense being your strength, And maybe you're delegating to somebody that you hired. It didn't work out real well. Literally, the first year, second worst defense in the NFL. The third year, the worst defense in the NFL. That's the sample size of him being a head coach and a defensive-minded head coach that you have out there. And that was 2011 to 2013 with the Minnesota Vikings. I don't know how you hire that resume over waiting and talking to Eric Bieniemy, the boys and girls.
No, I don't either. And if we think about this, since this is Leslie Frazier Day, one of the first things that comes to mind is, if you are the two top prominent players on this team with the Texans, J.J. Watt, Deshaun Watson, and you hear, all right, Leslie Frazier feels like he's going to be the guy. He's going to be the head coach. What mindset does that put you in? What mindset does that put you in? Does that bring you back to the table, or does that make you want to run away from the damn thing? We'll get into that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez caught. game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.